One of the manuscripts that has come down to us, and I should mention that Darwin was compulsive about saving paper. So we have everything of his. We have notebooks, diaries, letters, and then these little scraps of paper. Paper, of course, was more expensive back then. People didn't throw it out the way we do today. But nonetheless, he saved everything. And it's wonderful for the historian because you can basically go into the archives in Cambridge and follow Darwin's life. I'll get back to that in another story. So one of the manuscripts that exists in Cambridge is a little piece of paper written in pencil. And the title says, "This is the Question." It's written in pencil. And on the French side, there are two columns. Marry, not marry. So Darwin, being a scientist, approaches these problems very rationally. I suspect this was partly tongue-in-cheek. Well, we can never retell with him, but I suspect part of this was tongue-in-cheek. Clearly, it was for himself. This was not anything he was going to share with anyone else. And it's amazing it survived. So let me just read it to you, because I think it's very cute. First, not marry. So basically, these are pros and cons. You know, so what are the consequences of not marrying? Well, no children, no second life, no one to care for one in old age. What's the use of working without sympathy from near and dear friends? Who are near and dear friends to the old except relatives? On the other hand, freedom to go where one liked, choice of society and little of it. Darwin always was worried about not having enough time to work. Conversation of clever men at clubs, not forced to visit relatives and to bend in every trifle, to have the expense and anxiety of children, perhaps quarreling, loss of time, underlined. Cannot read in the evenings, fatness and idleness, anxiety and responsibility, less money for books. Perhaps my wife won't like London. Then the sentence is banishment and degradation with indolent, idle fool. So, okay, some things to think about. On the other hand, marry. So what are the consequences of marrying? Children, if it please God. Constant companion, friend in old age, who will feel interested in one, object to be beloved and played with, better than a dog anyhow. Home, and someone to take care of the house, charms of music and female chit-chat, these things good for one's health. On the other hand, forced to visit and receive relations, terrible loss of time. Then he breaks into this very decisive paragraph. My God, it's intolerable to think of spending one's whole life like a neutered bee, working, and nothing after all. No, won't do. Imagine, in contrast, living one's, day, solitary in smoky, dirty London house. In contrast, only picture to yourself a nice, soft wife on a sofa with a good fire, books and music, perhaps. Compare this to the vision of dingy reality of Great Marlborough Street. Then he writes, marry, 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 QED, which is Latin for it has been demonstrated. That's what you put at the end of a geometric proof. So if you turn the page over, Darwin continues writing. It being proved necessary to marry, when? Soon or late. The governor, by which I think that was a general term of respect, I think he's talking about either his father or his uncle, probably his father. The governor says soon, for otherwise bad, if one has children. As if you're older, you have a greater chance of having children with birth defects. And in fact, Charles did have a child who was mentally retarded. One's character is more flexible, one's feelings more lively. If one does not marry soon, one misses so much good, pure happiness. But if I marry tomorrow, there would be an infinity of trouble and expense in getting and furnishing a house, fighting about no society, morning calls, awkwardness, loss of time every day, unless one's wife were an angel and made one keep industrious. How shall I manage my business if I'm obliged to go every day walking with my wife? Good grief. I should never know French, or see the continent, or go to America, or go up in a balloon, or take a solitary trip in Wales. Poor slave, it will be worse than a Negro. He's thinking of the slaves he saw in South America. And then horrid poverty, unless one's wife were better than an angel and had money. Never mind, my boy, cheer up. One cannot live the solitary life with groggy old age, friendless and cold and childless, staring one in one's face, already beginning to wrinkle. Never mind, trust to chance, keep a sharp lookout, there is many a happy slave. And so he very soon after this proposed to Emma Wedgwood, who was his first cousin, who had been a very close friend all through childhood. The Wedgwoods and the Darwins were very close. They were neighbors. Both families were delighted, and they had a wonderful, happy marriage.